This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. RTD collects under 5% of its revenue from riders as it weighs tolls and citations for more. Passenger fares cover a sliver of the regional transit agency's budget, while sales and use taxes carry it, and as a deficit of more than $200 million looms, a board report flagged on the show floats tolls, citations, and new legislation as places to find more money. Denver. Fewer than 5 cents of every dollar the regional transportation district spends to move people around Metro. Denver comes from the people who actually ride. And a district budget report flagged on the Kim Monson show lists tolls, citations, and new state legislation among the ways the agency might raise more. Those numbers and that warning come from Mike Rawlock, an engaged citizen who tracks local government for the Ralston Valley Coalition and who walked through RTD's own budget figures on the air. Reading figures he said came from RTD's website and a board budget presentation, Rawlock put passenger fares at 4.9% of the agency's 2025 revenue, sales and use tax at 68.26%, and grant operating assistance at 18.5%. 4.9% of the money to run RTD actually comes from passengers, he said. RTD's own preliminary 2025 results bear that out. In figures the agency released in March, sales and use tax revenue grew to $869 million, while fare revenue came in at $61 million, a 4% drop from the prior year. Against total revenue of roughly $1.3 billion, riders covered under 5% of the cost of the system, and the sales tax covered about two-thirds. Fare revenue has slid since the pandemic pushed commuters toward remote and hybrid work, and the $61 million RTD collected in 2025 was down another 4% from the year before. That gap sits on top of a much larger hole. RTD faces a budget deficit of more than $200 million next year, and the agency is modeling a 20% service reduction as it reevaluates its entire network. Chief Financial Officer Kelly Mackey said, "Staff is addressing the deficit head-on and preparing for the 2027 budget cycle. It is that 2027 planning work that drew Rawlock's attention." He described an RTD board deficit reduction concept report whose revenue growth ideas include, in his words, seek legislative reforms to increase revenue from investments, tolls, citations, and more. Rawlock read the line as a signal. "They're looking at legislation and revenue in the same breath," he said. RTD's published financial strategy already names goals like increasing revenue, decreasing expenses, and advocating for new state funding, though the agency's public materials do not itemize tolls or citations. Rawlock also flagged a new game day partnership with the Denver Broncos and Empower Field at Mile High. RTD's board approved a Broncos service plan in June that would add more than 10,000 transit seats on game days, and the agency has since pushed the pilot to the 2027 season while it prepares updated operational and financial analyses. Rawlock said the board discussed asking large venues that draw riders to contribute, and he framed that as a fair question, whether a private entity would find it economically viable to help underwrite the service that delivers its customers. The conversation turned to who will control those decisions. Kim Monson raised a 2026 proposal to let the governor appoint members of the RTD board rather than leave every seat filled by voters. That proposal is now law. SB 26150, signed by Governor Jared Polis in May, ends the terms of the current 15 elected board members on January 1, 2029, shrinks the board to 9, and splits it between 5 members elected from districts and 4 appointed by the governor with the consent of the state Senate. The appointed seats phase in with the November 2028 election, and the board members' pay rises from $12,000 to $36,000. For Monson, the restructuring raises the same accountability question as the revenue hunt, a taxpayer-funded agency looking to legislation for money while moving 4 of its 9 seats out of voters' hands. For riders and taxpayers, the through-line is a district that leans on the sales tax far more than the fare box, carries a 9-figure deficit into its next budget, and is weighing where the next dollar comes from. Whether that dollar arrives as a toll, a citation, a venue contribution, or a bigger claim on the sales tax is the decision now in front of a board that is about to look different than the one voters elected. And now, Kim's perspective. The people who ride RTD pay for less than a nickel on the dollar of what it costs to run, which means nearly everyone funding this system through the sales tax will never set foot on a bus or a train they are paying for. When an agency that already runs on other people's money starts studying tolls and citations and asking the legislature for still more, the honest question is whether the spending has ever been justified to the taxpayers footing the bill. Now, 4 of the 9 board seats are moving from the ballot box to the governor's desk, at the very moment those seats will decide how much more to take. Consent of the governed is the whole point of the arrangement, and it gets tested precisely when the money runs short. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.